the Council of the Borough of Edgewood to order. Ms. Bastianini, you call the roll.
Mr. Brink.
Here.
Dr. Wallace.
Here.
Mr. Wainwright.
Here.
Mr. Wilson. Dr. Petrola.
Here.
Mr. Fuller.
Here.
Ms. Schaefer.
Here, and let the record reflect that the mayor and the solicitor are also in attendance. If you please stand with me to recite the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. At this time, we'll entertain items from the floor. If you would please come to the podium and sign in with your name and address. And
wow, not very steady.
What can we do for you?
I have probably an opportunity, maybe at some other time. I just live on one place behind here, and this might be the wrong time for me to ask questions because I'm just reading this for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
I have lived in Edgewood for 38 years, and I've lived in that house. And unfortunately, with the taxes and the reassessment,
your point, ma'am, please.
My point is that I'm just curious about these statistics for this borough.
Well, you could go on our web page for statistics. Real estate sales are...
But that's part of our borough. But doesn't it make a difference to what's happening within the borough?
I'm not following you. I'm sorry.
You're not following...
No, houses are...
There are residents in the in this borough.
Mm-hmm.
And if I go on this website, mm-hmm. which would be what, edgewood.com or what?
Edgewoodborough.
Edgewoodborough.com.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And they would have all these information about the taxes.
They would have information about the taxes, and the budget is there. All of our documents are there. All the minutes to all of our meetings are there. There's also some demographics. You can get into, look at the census data that's also on the website. There's a link to the census for the borough.
Well, the census is every 10 years. I worked for the census both times.
Well, there was just recently. There was just recently a census, so.
There was.
Well.
For Edgewood.
No, 2000, I guess.
No, 2010. It's every 10 years.
Okay. Well, then 2010, and it's 2016. Please, what can, other than giving you information?
Well, okay. If I want to give a direct question, what this real estate property tax? One question before I do that. Is there ever a meeting of the residents in this borough to ask questions?
There is always an open meeting that we announce, a budget meeting. We have our budget workshops that are announced publicly.
When was that? When everything
it was in
announced?
November.
Huh?
It was in November.
How do I ever hear about that, though? Because I never do. I'm curious to hear some facts.
The budget workshop is advertised in the local newspaper. It's also available. It was in the Tribune Review. As subject to state law, we are required to advertise in a newspaper of general circulation. It was also available on our website. You can sign up for email alerts on our website, and we did send out an email blast to the several hundred people on that list, making them aware of the budget workshop meeting, as well as the budget. budget public hearing that happened in December.
And it was also posted on the marquee that there was a budget meeting. A budget meeting.
How successful is such a meeting then, the meeting that you had for setting the budget? What would you say was the turnout? Because I have lived here for all these years, and I have never, ever been informed of any of these meetings. I've missed out, and I'm really curious.
I'm sorry that you've missed out on that, but we have done all of the publications. We've done all the advertising for the 16 years that I've been on council. And, you know,
by email you're saying this, you said
no, we advertise in a paper of circulation. We put it on the website. We've also had it many times every year. We have it in the newsletter. We go over the budget.
So that was in this newsletter, the meeting to set the budget, you're saying?
The meeting date was not that the budget would be available for review at the borough building and at the library was in the newsletter.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you think, honestly, that you're getting any people to pay attention to what's going on in the borough?
Well, if we're not, that's really a shame, isn't it? That it's
well,
not,
I,
but
I
it's not, but it's not for lack of our participation or our notification of the residents. You're here today. You've been to other council meetings and
yes,
presented.
Yes, I've always been the only one.
Well,
I mean, it's weird.
Well, then I would suggest that you help us and you talk to your neighbors and all of your friends and let them know that we have a council meeting here.
Well, trust me, I did that for the whole busway here, and there were meetings, and there were meetings at the Angelman Club, and it was filled with people,
mm-hmm.
and I gave a speech, and everybody applauded, and then other people went to meetings, and that's not happening here at all. I mean, I came and tell you what, I think I had some influence on the road business because you finally did it. You finally did our road. Thank you.
We're here. We're elected by the people. Our council meetings are the first and third Mondays of every month. We put things in the newsletter. It is a shame that there are people who aren't interested in their own local government. But there's not, other than participating, which all of the people up here do give their time and their talents there's not anything else we can do. What else do you need here?
The real estate property tax millage for 2015, which is what I'm going to have to pay after having my house reassessed, and it's a fortune, and I can't pay it, and I have to move, and so do a lot of other people. And believe me, I'm angry about it. 3 years ago, I had no problem with my bills. Now, I can't do it, okay? Because of the reassessment, and because of the borough, and because of this Woodland Hills school, I am going to have to leave, okay? Leave where I've been for 38 years. It's not fun.
Could I just make a comment? So, I mean, please look at the budget. You asked about road improvements. That costs money.
Mm-hmm.
So to do these improvements, to provide these services, it's not like we're wasting money. I encourage you to look at the budget.
Yes, I know, but
and
you drive
so,
down
so
Main
to come
Street and see seven houses for sale at the same
so,
time.
So, ma'am, I've sold many houses, and whether a house sells or not doesn't have anything to do with local government for the most part.
Well, yes,
taxes.
You have to wonder why the residents are selling. I think there is a reason why they're selling.
I live on Maple, and I know why every one of those houses are selling.
Why?
Yeah.
And nothing had to do with finance. Is that what you're saying? Because I'm happy to hear that. Because I would just assume that it has something to do with finance. And
I'm trying to help you here, ma'am, to understand. I mean, obviously you're upset. And I just encourage you to get the information. And then maybe you won't be so upset to understand what goes into this borough, what goes into running the borough, what goes into maintaining this borough. We put a lot of effort into that budget. I really hope that not only you, but everybody else in this borough would go and look at it and understand it.
Well, it would be nice if people were encouraged to do that. I don't think they are.
Everybody's encouraged to do that.
I don't know what the medium is to get people to do to understand what's happening here. But my question, as far as this millage goes, could you explain to me how that compares to last year? Because I have last year's.
It's an 0.35% increase over last year. It is an 0.35 mil increase over last year.
0.03?
Yes.
Okay, because this says 7.185.
That's correct.
003 something or other. So I don't. I have the numbers for 2014.
It's an 0.35% millage increase from last year. Sorry, 0.35 mil increase from 15 to 16.
Was there anybody at that meeting when that went up?
There was, yes. Yes.
Was it a crowd?
There were residents in attendance at the meeting.
Who spoke up?
They were here at the
meeting.
Whether
they spoke up or not is not something we have control over.
Yeah.
One last question is...
Okay, one more question.
Okay, on the... this borough tax, the real estate tax, the others give a break. You know, the county gives a tremendous break for seniors. There's no consideration for seniors in this borough whatsoever. So I would say the sympathy for seniors is nil. Now, I might be wrong, but is there sympathy for seniors here? The others are reduced. The taxes, the other taxes, and then boom, the Edgewood. There is no break for that. And then it's just cut and dry. So is that the way it's always going to be? Do they, let me ask you this one last question.
Okay, one last question.
Are there other boroughs that do...
Just the county. The county does that.
Just the county.
Yes,
ma'am. No boroughs ever do that? For instance, if I go on other... I'm just curious.
Not that we're aware of, no. It's just the county.
And does anybody happen to know on the school taxes if it's gone up? I mean, is that already in place?
I don't know.
That's a June to July school tax, and you'd have to ask their school board. The school board.
And Marilyn Messina is our school representative.
And when does that happen? You mean they haven't decided?
June to.
They have a different fiscal year.
Oh, June.
It's June to July. So
well, that's
so,
when they have. But, and they must have a meeting there.
And and they have school board meetings monthly as well that you can see advertised on the website.
Okay. Thank you very much for your help.
Mm-hmm, thank you. Anyone else have anything to share? Okay. Authorization to pay bills for goods and services, Mr. Wainwright.
I move to authorize the payment of bills for goods and services received by the borough, having been reviewed and approved by the General Government Committee, from the General Fund in the amount of $53,279.73, and from the Sewer Fund in the amount of $6,196.82, for a total of $59,476.55.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Mr. Wainwright?
These are all very routine expenses, nothing out of the ordinary to report. New computers for the borough manager, the new server, about 3,500, and our typical salt delivery, about 6,300, is the only thing of real note in this bill list.
Thank you. Anyone else have any questions? Ms. Bassini, you call the roll.
Mr. Bray.
Aye.
Dr. Wallace.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. We have committee action, a motion to hire part-time police officers. Mr. Fuller.
I move to hire Keith Williams, Joseph Sasala, and Joseph Riley as part-time police officers, pending the passage of a drug screen, background investigation, physical, and psychological examination. Their pay will be per the police contract.
Second.
Questions or comments?
We interviewed 7 candidates out of the 30 that the chief got applications for as the public safety committee. These 3 gentlemen were pretty much everybody's first 3. They were all good candidates. There wasn't a whole lot that separated any of them. But these 3 particular individuals seemed to stand out a little bit more. I don't know if you want to add anything.
Keith, you have anything you want to add?
No, I think we got somewhere between 25 and 30 applicants. And, a very difficult time going through them because there were a lot of good candidates, but we narrowed that down to the 7 that we exposed to the public safety committee. And any one of those 7 would have been a good candidate to hire. Mr. Fuller said these 3 certainly stuck out of everybody's mind and probably did a little bit of a job. So we can use these in addition to what we have. I'm probably going to lose 2 to 3 part-timers to other jobs.
Mayor Cook, anything you'd like to add?
No, I just concur with what's been said. They were really good candidates, and unfortunately, we're going to train them well, and they're probably...
You're ready to put them to work?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Any other questions or comments? Ms. Bastini, you call the roll?
Mr. Bray.
Aye.
Dr. Wallace.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Dr. Pacioli.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. So we look forward to meeting them and having them succeed at their arts and crafts here before we do. All right, Volunteer Fire Department. Hello, Mr. Reynolds. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well, esteemed council. So we've had 50 calls in the month. We went through our own reorganization meeting, and now nothing really new has changed. Evan Orowitz will be our facilities chairman, so he's been putting together a list of work that we've been doing to upgrade and to fix the facilities. We're still looking for live-ins. We only have one. Fred just moved out this month, and so we have two openings, and we are currently recruiting for that. And that's basically all I had. Actually, one more thing. The telephone pole, everybody knows, do you know about the telephone pole down here at Race?
And, yes.
Okay, just want to be sure that that's going to get fixed. That's
it's
like leaning.
The property of Duquesne Light. It was damaged in an accident. Duquesne Light moved the wires. We moved the traffic signal and the signal box, which are the property of the borough, to the new pole. We are waiting on Duquesne Light to remove the old pole, and hopefully they will do that soon.
Hopefully so. That's all I got. Questions or
anything for Mr. Reynolds?
Yes, sir.
Will your officers remain the same?
Yeah, we presented our new officers. So I remain president. Steve is vice president. Secretary is Anthony Piccola, and Joey Montgomery is the new treasurer. Steve decided to step down this year as a fire chief, which seemed to be the trend in the area. We actually had three fire chiefs in the area that decided to step down this year. So Jared Amos is your new fire chief for 2016. I remain the assistant chief. Steve will be in a captain's role. Fred is a lieutenant, and Dylan is a lieutenant. Yes, sir.
One quick note. They were supposed to replace that fire hydrant at Hawthorne.
Yes. Very excited for that to happen.
It would have already been done, except I think they were called out on breaks, so. Definitely on a radar, and it's been scheduled.
Did the cold take it down, or someone?
I don't know whether the GM saw it leaking or was told that it was leaking again, but he said, okay, enough's enough.
Thank you. I know it's like
a new hydrant.
Woo-hoo.
How much of those things cost? We were talking about it. It's like $500 or something?
More than that.
Fido walks from now on. Anything else for Mr. Reynolds? Thank you very much, Ben. Have a blessed evening. Recreation report, Ms. Bastianini.
Thank you, Madam President. Youth basketball is still underway, and adult basketball pickup games are currently occurring. It is actually time to think about the annual Edgewood Borough Easter Egg Hunt. It'll be at Koenig Field on Saturday, March 19th at noon. Fortunately, we have quite the supply of leftover filled eggs. So the Easter Bunny dropped those off for us, and so there will be no expense to the borough this year for the Easter egg hunt. So we are preparing for that, and basketball will wrap up at the end of the month, and then they will have their little the youth basketball has a tournament for determining the championship. So that is still all ongoing, and that's all I have.
How's the adult sessions going?
They're fun, but they haven't been as crowded as they have in the past. We've been averaging about 12 people. So, but nobody's gotten seriously hurt yet.
You want me to come?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else, Ms. Bastianini? Yes, Mayor Cook.
Question in reference to going into the building, that's a responsibility of the school to shovel the snow?
It is, yes. If the school is closed, basketball also is closed for the evening. So if it's a snow problem and they say no evening activities, we do not have basketball practice.
What do you recommend? I tell the people they're retired and they brought their mother along to see the great-grandchild play. And
they have problems getting in?
had trouble getting her in.
Okay.
So that.
I will contact the facilities manager at the school about that.
That's an issue on the back.
Where did they park?
I don't know.
If they pull down, you know, past the field and down there, it's all pretty level to get to the door, and then there's just a little step like this.
That's the best thing to do, but most people come in from Maple, and that's those steps that come down from Maple, and then right after that, they've always been a problem because it's a shady side of the building.
Yeah, the leaves are still there from October. Yeah. Because that's, I park over on the other side, but most of the people we play with park behind the school there.
I will mention that makes more sense to just have one step to deal with.
Because, and it's, you know, you're parking right there by the building, and it's like 20 feet around the corner to the doors.
Yeah, the steps have always been an issue.
Anything else? Thank you. Water Authority report. Mr. Fuller.
Thank you. The Water Authority met. The bid for Harlow and
Garland
is going to be opened in March. So that's going to be getting done this year. Ms. Bastianini was already in contact with the GM about paving afterwards. Hopefully we'll get those two streets paved in the same manner that we did with the gas company. Especially if I believe the pipe on Garland is in the middle of the road. They had 75 breaks in the month of December and January. 57 of them were in January, so you could tell what the difference the cold weather made. And they told Ben that they're going to replace that hydrant finally. They're still working on the union contract, and that'll probably be another 6 months. The union doesn't want to contribute to health care anymore. Is not going to agree to, so that's going to be a sticking point. They had the hearing for the overturning the arbiter's decision on the health care contribution, but the judge has not issued a ruling yet that I know of. And that's about it.
Any questions for Mr. Fuller? Thank you, Mr. Fuller. Planning Commission report, Mayor Cook.
Thank you, Madam President. The Planning Commission did not meet.
But is looking for a member, if anybody has a recommendation.
Did we talk with...
That was for the Appeals Board. We have not talked to anybody about the Planning Commission.
Oh.
All right. So we're looking for someone on the Planning Commission.
Yes.
Council of Government report. They had the dinner. They talked about the Mon Valley Expressway.
I'm sorry, but I believe that's a boondoggle.
While the turnpike was being closed, that was really all that was going on there. Borough Solicitor, Mr. Berry?
Thank you, Madam President. We need to have an executive session this evening to discuss real estate and potential litigation. Other than that, I have
Borough Manager, Ms. Bastianini.
Thank you, Madam President. Last week, the borough purchased two spill kits as per our MS4 requirements. One is an oil-only kit, which will be placed beside the diesel fuel tank, and the other is a smaller universal spill kit, which will be placed inside the Public Works garage. We'll have it by the hydraulic oil and paint, which is really all we keep in there that could be spilled. We now that we have the spill kits, we need to conduct employee training on how to use the spill kits. So that is next on the list, as well as purchasing some signs that say spill kit that way. So it's dummy proof in case somebody hasn't received the training they're supposed to. So this is all coming out of the MS4 line item that we have in the 2016 budget and is helping to meet our requirements.
Do the volunteer firefighters also need training?
They will, okay. Yes. What we'll likely do is train an officer of the volunteer fire department and then ask them to train all of their drivers.
And get them signed off.
Correct. Okay. Anybody who will be fueling a truck would need training on that. We also received today in the mail from MS4, our engineers inspect for the borough, our outfall locations. So an outfall location is when the stormwater goes into a pipe where it eventually surfaces. Due to MS4, we have to inspect 20% of our outfalls every year, and I'm happy to report that they found no repairs needed on the 20% of outfalls that they inspected last year, so that's good news for us. Our public works employees will be out tomorrow filling any potholes that have developed due to the winter weather. They had about 24 hours worth of snow plowing, and that's really been it for the winter. Our salt supply is full, and we're hoping it remains that way. All of the borough's end-of-year tax forms have been turned in, including W-2s that were handed out to employees and 1099s. This was the first year that the borough processed our W-2s in-house, and as a result, we were able to provide the W-2s to our employees about 2 weeks sooner than we had been getting them from paychecks, and we saved about $1,000 in processing fees. Also, in your packets, you should have received the end-of-year revenue and expenses for 2015. Please keep in mind that these are still unaudited, and so you will receive finalized year-end reports in March after we've received the independent auditor's report, but this will give you a general idea of where our revenues and expenses landed for 2015. Other than that, that's all I have for the public meeting.
We do want to report that we did have a committee of the whole meeting last Monday. It was a work session only. There was no business conducted. Each committee, we went through the various committees and talked about setting goals for this year, the things that went well. Last year, the things that we want to tweak a little bit, Community Day and other things, and I'll make sure that council gets my notes from the meeting so that we can keep one another on track moving forward. And that's really all that I had. Is there any new business to be brought before Council Mayor Cook?
Thank you, Madam President. In the past 4 weeks, I forgot to bring it up at the last meeting, I've gotten calls and one person I bumped into in the street, and I guess it's in reference to Republic and the trash pickup. I guess there had been a Christmas tree on the curb and it stayed there for more than 7 days, and they were wondering if Republic doesn't pick up or they were full. I didn't have an answer.
If you do pick up, it has to be cut into 3-foot sections.
Ah.
That's the same requirement the waste management had. That
great.
Has not changed.
I hadn't thought of mentioning that.
They take mine every year.
I know, but this is technically the standard. It's the same for all yard waste. If you have branches in your backyard that fall, they need to be cut in 3-foot sections.
The branches, I knew. I didn't stop to think about the trees because, as Justin just said, I see them picking up the Christmas trees that are bigger than the 3-foot.
But. Yeah, I did not receive a call about that. I'm not sure if it was a particularly large tree or if there was an issue, but not.
It looked larger than most trees.
Yeah.
Did they tie a $10 bill to it?
I forgot to tell them to do that. but they also were saying in reference to cans and lids, it was windy. I let them know, but no, this wasn't windy that day, the one said. Yeah, so that's the most calls that I've gotten in that time period. So obviously, it's going to take a little adjusting.
Well, you missed Hawthorne, I know.
Last week?
It was 2 weeks. It was there in the snow.
So 2 weeks ago, they had a truck breakdown.
Yeah, so I figured something happened.
Right.
So I didn't even, it was like a long call.
And so they were out the next morning,
yeah.
Saturday morning, collecting anything that was missed. But there was a truck breakdown, and we did receive some calls about that. Unfortunately, it happened probably about 3:00 on Friday, so there was limited time to get that information out to people that, hey, they'll be there tomorrow morning to pick it up. There's always a transition when you have a new vendor.
Absolutely.
And we did receive some calls last week as well about cans in the street. It was a particularly windy Friday.
Yes.
But nonetheless, we did bring it up to our representatives at Republic, and they actually sent a manager out, and he started trailing the guy, the driver, to make sure that the cans were put back on the curb. And he said once he went by, he did, the wind took a couple, so he got out and moved them as well. I'm hoping that's not an ongoing problem, and it was just a one-time thing because of the wind. If it is, it's certainly something that we will keep an eye on and address with Republic if need be.
Good deal. I appreciate it. Thank you.
I want to also just discuss the litter that, you know, now that the snow's melted, you know, there's Mr. Cato's not here, but, you know, usually this seems to be a lot of litter. So maybe in the next newsletter we could address that and, you know, suggest that people kind of, you know, dog walkers carry a bigger bag, and I've been picking up trash when I walk my dog. If people would consider doing that, or maybe talk to the scouts, and if they would, you know, once a month just kind of pick an area and help there. It's not the usual places, you know, near the little strip mall there. It's just on our regular streets. I think you know, we need to be more aware of that as a community. But I do know that we may want to have a meeting with Mr. Cato and you know, follow some of his suggestions about that.
Sure.
So those two are sort of related, because the first time they picked up the trash, there was a lot that fell out onto the road, stayed there when they drove away. So I think they just need to be.
Yeah, we'll certainly look into that. Our public works employees also do litter patrols when they can. We all know how taxed that department is, but they certainly try to pick up litter when they see it, and then they do special details when the weather is good or scheduling allows. But we'll certainly talk to the scouts and see if there's anything else we can do to get the problem addressed.
Dinner.
Progressive
dinner. When is that?
25th.
I know that the reservations have to be in by the 12th. So if anyone's interested in the progressive dinner, which is a good time, had by all.
I noticed you can pay directly on their website this year. It may have been true in the past. I just noticed that this year.
Yeah. I'm not that savvy. I send in a check. and we want to have a pension meeting.
Jack, do you think it'd be a good idea?
You want to call a pension meeting?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we need one to review last year's results.
Yeah. So when do you fellows want to do that? It's you, Mark, and George.
Well, it should be on a Monday or a Tuesday. It'd be better.
What's your schedule look like, Mark?
Well, Mondays and Tuesdays, I have free time.
What about Mr. Wallace? Dr. Wallace?
It depends what time of the day and which week, but anytime in the evening or early evening, late afternoon.
How about next Monday? Does that work? The 8th?
As far as I know.
About 6:30 next Monday.
A week from today. I don't have my schedule, but I think it's okay.
Well, why don't we pencil that in, and if there's any problem, get in touch with Julie, and she'll get in touch with all of you, okay? So we'll have a pension committee meeting on the 8th at 6:30. Any other committees need to do anything? I think after the meeting, we kind of had our else? Is anything anybody want to share?
I guess I have one other thing. Might save having a meeting. It was brought up at the top of Walnut, Dewey, Elmer, and sometimes big trucks go up and then they have to back down. Chief, do you have any idea how often that actually happens?
I can't remember the last time that happened, to be quite honest with you.
Okay. Yeah, they sort of indicated that signage should be put up to prevent it, and I kept thinking, I don't ever recall that happening. I never did.
It has to be years since the last time that I remember we had a truck stop up there.
Okay.
And had to get called and come down and actually do it.
public safety meeting about it.
Are they still having the commitment to community meetings?
They are.
They are?
The School for the Deaf?
Yeah.
Yes. They are. I believe that they are bi-monthly, and we had one in December, so I would expect one again this month. I haven't received any information, but I would expect one.
Please let Mayor Cook know when you get the information. Maybe you're off the mailing list.
Mm-hmm. I knew about one, and then usually he reminds me.
Did you go?
I go. Last.
Well, maybe that's why they didn't tell you about the next one.
All right, is there anything else? Well, then at this time, we're going to go into executive session regarding real estate and potential litigation. Will there be action? No. There will not be action, official action. This is information only. So thank you all very much. The next meeting will be the 15th. No, that's 16th. President. The 16th. It'll be a Tuesday, the 16th. We'll make sure it's on the marquee and on the website. And it is advertised, I think, in the newsletter.
Correct.
Please tell all your neighbors and friends.